What do we mean when we use the term intelligence? The more we know about the brain and its infinitely complex functions, the more the term intelligence seems imprecise. There are multiple intelligences. Similarly, brain scientists have come to view the label mentally retarded as inexact. Consider a rare condition called Williams syndrome, where individuals with low IQs show an unusual affinity for sound and music. This condition demonstrates how the peaks and valleys of our abilities can extend beyond our existing means of measurement. Mary Beth Kirshner has this report.
Revelations in science often come in unpredictable ways at unexpected moments. For Dr. Ursula Belugi, a cognitive neuroscientist at the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, one such turning point came in a late-night phone call almost 15 years ago. It would dramatically change the course of her work.
I was working very late in my lab one evening when somebody called me, a woman called me, and I answered the phone, and she said, "Noam Chomsky told me to call you," so I didn't hang up the phone. And it turned out, she said, "My daughter is retarded and may have something interesting for you because she has good language."
Belugi followed up on the referral from Chomsky, the noted linguist, and met the girl. She later named her Crystal because she was sort of a crystal ball through which to study a fascinating condition called Williams syndrome. It's only been about 40 years since Williams was first described. The profile is an unusual one, where children have remarkably fluent language, but have great difficulty with spatial tasks like drawing and block design, striking abilities in recognizing faces, but difficulty with problem solving. The average IQ is about 50. One of the unexpected characteristics of Williams, which Belugi found early on with Crystal, was a sensitivity to sound and music.
I think one of the things that surprised me is that the mother told me that she made up songs by herself. And in fact, the songs were quite beautiful and haunting. I played them for some of my musician friends, but then I put that notion away because I didn't know what to do with it. And it wasn't until we met Gloria Lenhoff and several of the other children that we began to see that individual Williams may have special abilities, like Gloria certainly does.
Gloria Lenhoff has truly special abilities. She has a repertoire of at least 1,000 songs, probably 2,000 or more, but her parents stopped counting several years ago, in 25 languages. At the same time, she has difficulty signing her name. She can't add 4 plus 5. Gloria can't read music, but with careful listening to most any recording, she can grasp the sounds of a foreign language or a new melody with what seems to be a limitless capacity for new material.
I've heard so many operatic soprano sing that song. I says, "Oh boy, I hope someday I can learn that one." And now I can sing it.
We came up with that term of they're mentally asymmetric. There's asymmetries as there is in brain structure, so there's asymmetries in their cognitive functions.
Howard Lenhoff is Gloria's father.
Whenever I start talking to parents or groups, I always start out with "they're mentally retarded," and I use quotation marks, symbols. However, I end up educating them, "No, it's not really true, because look how good they are in certain things."
Mentally asymmetric is how Howard Lenhoff and others have come to describe the peaks and valleys of Williams syndrome. It's only been in the last 5 years that researchers have come to understand the basis for this condition through mapping done by molecular geneticists. They believe the condition results from the absence of one very small set of genes on chromosome 7, which gives rise to what looks like a different brain organization. The chromosomal deletion in Williams syndrome basically preserves the left hemisphere of the brain and distorts the right.
Williams people, all the parents had guilt until we finally learned that this microdeletion that occurs is a spontaneous thing that occurs all before gestation. So there's nothing that any parent did wrong during gestation. Now we just got to do is follow nature and do what we can do best.
Although researchers like Dr. Bellucci caution that there has been little scientific investigation of musical abilities in Williams, that the evidence is still mostly anecdotal, Howard Lenhoff has been convinced of this unusual skill among Williams for years.
Yeah, this is also work for Daddy, because Dad, these are heavy things, it's around 35 pounds.
Here he sets up his daughter's accordion, which she has played since the age of 12.
So you're a team.
I want to resign for this job, but right now I need it.
Gloria is now 43 years old. Lenhoff is retired and a professor emeritus of biological sciences at the University of California at Irvine. He spends much of his time touring with his daughter as she performs around the country.
We were carrying from between changing planes a heavy accordion for one of her performances, and we saw one of these little trams. We asked the man if he would take us to Dick's, and he said, sure, hop on. And we got there. I thanked him, and Gloria said, gracias. He says, I am not Spanish. I'm not Mexican. I said, I am Bosnian. So Gloria started singing a song that he knew, and he sort of started to cry and started singing with her. And it was called Shana Dusa. Can you play it, Gloria?
Lenhoff is certain that his daughter is not alone in her musical prowess. 5 years ago, he co-founded a music camp in the Berkshires near Tanglewood, where some 40 individuals with Williams syndrome have gone to perform and study for 1 week each summer. Dr. Bellucci and a few colleagues attended the camp, finding the students consumed with music, singing in groups even as they walked between classes. Many played by ear and improvised. One was a prolific songwriter, and multiple campers had perfect pitch. Williams syndrome represents a whole new frontier of brain research. And while the studies of neuroscientists evolve, Gloria Lenhoff and others continue to simply astound and educate audiences with their music. And parents, too, like Howard Lenhoff, persist as catalysts for attracting scientists to this field.
By studying this one population to see how, if they can understand how their brain functions in music, and processes music, it may help us understand how ours does. And in fact, one of the rules in experimental biology, which I grew up in, is that if you want to study the normal, you study an atypical system. If you want to study how people understand music, study those who don't do other things well but who excel in music. That's the challenge we're putting forth to the scientists.
I'm Mary Beth Kirshner.
A child with Williams syndrome once said, "Music is my favorite way of thinking."